Hey everyone, and welcome back to Depression Diet. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, here to help you starve the sadness and feed your soul one delicious bite of self-care at a time. Now, today's topic is something that hits close to home for all of us overcoming self-doubt and imposter syndrome. Ever felt like you're faking it? You know that feeling when you land a promotion, ace a presentation, or finally finish that project you were stressing about, but then that little voice in your head whispers, they'll find out you're not as smart slash talented slash capable as they think. Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That voice is a liar. A big, fat, sneaky liar. And it's time to call it out for the fraud it is. So how do we shut down that imposter syndrome and unleash our true potential? Let's dive into five powerful takeaways that can help you silence those negative thoughts and rock your world. 1. Acknowledge it. The first step to conquering anything, even self-doubt, is admitting there's a problem. Don't pretend it doesn't exist or try to sweep it under the rug. Recognize those feelings of inadequacy, those fears of being exposed as a fraud. Once you acknowledge them, you can start to work through them. Think of it like saying, "Hey, imposter syndrome, I see you lurking in the shadows. We're gonna have a talk." 2. Celebrate your wins. Seriously, big or small, celebrate every victory. That means finishing that work project, mastering a new skill, even just getting out of bed on a tough day. Give yourself credit where it's due and don't downplay your accomplishments. You deserve to feel proud of yourself. 3. Reframe your thinking. Our brains are wired to focus on the negative, so those self-doubt forces can be loud. But you have the power to rewire those thoughts. When you catch yourself thinking I'm not good enough, challenge that thought. Ask yourself, what evidence supports this? And what evidence contradicts it? Often, you'll realize your fears are based on assumptions, not facts. 4. Surround yourself with supportive people. Seek out those who believe in you, who lift you up, and who celebrate your successes. We all need a tribe of cheerleaders in our corner, people who remind us of our worth and potential when the self-doubt demons start to creep in. 5. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has moments of doubt, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, offer yourself the same kindness and understanding you would give a friend struggling with similar feelings. Remember, you're on a journey, not a race. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant graphic designer who lands her dream job at a prestigious advertising agency. She's ecstatic, but as she dives into the projects, those familiar whispers of self-doubt start creeping in. You don't belong here, they'll realize you're not as talented as everyone else. She starts to question her abilities, second-guessing every design decision. But then, Sarah remembers what she learned about self-compassion and reframing those negative thoughts. She focuses on celebrating her accomplishments, acknowledging her strengths, and surrounding herself with supportive colleagues who encourage her growth. Slowly but surely, Sarah silences the imposter syndrome, embraces her talent, and thrives in her new role. This isn't just a story, it's a reminder that we all have the power to overcome self-doubt and live our fullest lives. So remember these key takeaways. Acknowledge your doubts, celebrate your wins, reframe your thinking, surround yourself with support, and practice self-compassion. You got this. It's time to ditch those limiting beliefs and step into your power. Go out there and shine. Now I want to hear from you. Have you ever struggled with imposter syndrome? What strategies have helped you overcome it? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's support each other on this journey to self-discovery. And don't forget to subscribe to Depression Diet so you never miss an episode filled with tips, tricks, and real talk to help you starve the sadness and feed your soul. See you next time.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.